Welcome to the Awakening Podcast Network. Get ready for an inspiring audio from this cutting-edge voice. You can find more podcasts at awakeningpodcasts.com.
A reset of the prophetic movement is upon us. The second wave of prophets is rising in this hour. We stand at the edge of a new era in the prophetic. We're gathering the international prophetic community at the Global Prophetic Center, a hub for prophetic training, prophetic labs, summits, networks, and lighthouses. It's time for prophets to go deeper. It's time for seers to soar. It's time for prophetic voices to rise up and decree what says the Spirit of God with accuracy that causes the world to pay attention. The Global Prophetic Center offers proven prophetic systems and structures to equip you to walk worthy of your calling and to prophesy with precision, boldness, diplomacy, and wisdom. Get hands-on training and mentoring in a safe environment that breeds true prophetic community and learning. Receive impartation and activation. Sharpen your gift and avoid prophetic pitfalls. Get commissioned. Get networked. Get sent out with the word of the Lord in your mouth and the confidence to release it. Begin your journey today by applying at globalpropheticcenter.com.
Are you ready to go to your next level? God's ready to take you there, but you may be surprised by how he's going to do it. I'm Robert Hodgkins, sitting in for Patricia King, and joining me is seer and prophet Charlie Robinson. Charlie, thank you so much for being with us again this week.
Thank you, Robert. Awesome to be here. You're an awesome guy.
Well, we've known each other for many years, but it's been several years since I've seen you, and you've actually recently had a pretty significant breakthrough, because for several years you weren't coming into the States, but God gave you an incredible breakthrough, has brought you back into the States. And I have to say, from I always thought very highly of you, got to learn from you early on watching you do media. You're very good at it. You were always incredibly anointed, such a prophet, such a seer, and you're a revivalist who's always flowed in the depth of the glory. But I have to say, even in just the time we've had together in the last couple days, you are at a whole new level. You have come into a whole new realm and a whole new place. And you were sharing a bit at dinner the other night about the way God got you there. And the way you were sharing it, you knew, and you were sharing it in the context of, you knew this wasn't just for you, but what God spoke to you was a word for the body. And I'm going to ask you to share what he taught you about this surprising strategy of how he's taking us to the next level, because everybody out there has a next level to go to. So if you'd share a bit about that, I want them to hear from you and learn from you.
You know, Robert, the longer you spend time with God and the more you get to know him, I think the more God begins to whisper secrets to you about what he wants to do in the next season. And so, you know, we've seen God move all over the world. We've been in Indonesia 17 times. Wow. And just came back from Lithuania. We've seen God move in miracles, signs, and wonders. We've seen revival actually hit a number of times, like real revival hit. But I believe this season is going to be our greatest season. God is reserving the best wine to last. And you know, about a year and a half, God has been speaking to me on supernatural inheritance. And to go to the next level and to be a real father in the faith is going to require the giving away of what we have in that we've accumulated over the years in the spirit as fathers to give it away to the next generation.
Come on. Yeah.
And to be a good father, the key to being a good father, and as far as I'm concerned, the key to go to the next level is in the Bible, and it's all about giving away what you have in the kingdom.
That's good. But it's surprising. I mean, to our natural mindset, it's anti-intuitive. The way I get more is to give away what I have. But in the kingdom, it totally makes sense. You know, God gave everything. God gave his son. God gave himself fully, completely, totally, with no promise of anything in return, and yet gave everything for us so that we could go to our next level, which is returning to the fullness of relationship with him.
That's why where the Bible says freely you've received, it doesn't say freely keep. It says freely give.
And there's
about giving. And as fathers, if we want to be spiritual fathers, we have to understand the rule of God, which says a good man leaves an inheritance for his children's children. And God began to speak to me about the next season, actually a couple of years ago. I actually had several dreams.
Okay.
God came in my dream. Then Bob Jones came in my dream, said the same thing. And they said this, if you want to, he said this to me. He said, you must give away your voice to the next generation right now.
Well, and as a prophet, as a preacher,
yes,
as an itinerant minister, one of your main inheritances or one of your main holdings is the revelatory voice God had given you.
Yes. And in the natural, God's like given me this great big deep voice. And we were talking earlier, I've done radio and you probably use my voice more than my face. But God said, you must give away your voice to the next generation now, or you're going to lose it. And then he said, and the guys that you are your age in the prophetic are in danger of losing their voice if they don't give it away right now. Mm. And so I said, well, God, I didn't know how to do it. And I have a son, my natural son, Samuel,
right,
who's
Samuel,
in ministry.
Yep.
He's been in ministry since he was 16 years old. And he's an amazing, amazing young man.
He is. I've known him since he was 17.
Yeah,
he's
that's
incredible.
Right.
He's
incredible. Actually here.
Yeah.
And you helped train him up. And so as a father, I thought, well, what do you want me to do to give my, how do I give my voice away? Because if I give my voice away, I'm going to lose it. God said, no, if you don't give it away,
you're going to lose it. Yeah.
And so I had a Canadian charity for 25 years. It was there was only four like it in Canada. And God said, give it to Sammy. So I gave it to him. It was called Revival Canada. And without knowing the word that God had given me, he renamed it Voice of Revival. That's his ministry.
Okay.
And God said, you've given your voice. So he actually said, lay hands and release his spiritual inheritance now. So I studied the scriptures and found out that all the patriarchs gave away their inheritance before they died, not after, their spiritual inheritance. We are called as fathers to give our spiritual inheritance away now and to the people that God tells us to. You don't just give it to anybody.
Right.
And because God wants us to raise up sons in the faith. And there are, like you said, there are no strings attached once you give it.
That's right. We were talking about that earlier. That's one of the keys is in the kingdom. When you give with no strings attached. We were talking about with Jesus, he came and he gave everything. No strings attached. No, not even a guarantee that one would say yes to the gift of salvation, but he gave completely, wholly, held nothing back, and obviously changed the entire world.
Once you do it, like I used to be known as, Samuel, my son, used to be known as Charlie Robinson's son.
Right.
I am now known as Sammy Robinson's dad.
That's awesome.
Literally.
That's awesome.
I've moved in things in the prophetic and seen miracles. He moves in another level, but that's scriptural. If you look at Elijah and Elisha,
that's what I was
Elijah
thinking of,
released his mantle. Actually, on the way up, the mantle came down.
Right. A double portion.
And he moved in the double portion. So we're not just as fathers, many, many people, many ministries hang on to what they have. And the older they get, they tend to hang on to it.
Tighter and tighter.
The older you get, the more you need to give. And if we learn this lesson, you see, good sons will become good fathers.
Yes.
Good fathers will raise up good sons. And if you learn how to give away what you have, so that's what I've taught my son, is to give away what you have.
Right on. And the Bible says, if you try to hold on to your life, you lose it.
Yeah.
But if you're willing to lose your life, you'll gain it. So we see all through Scripture in different contexts is God saying the way to accelerate, the way to grow, the way to multiply, the way to get to your next level is to give everything away.
Yeah.
That's kingdom.
Yeah.
That's the heart of the Father. And one thing I want to emphasize for any of you who are watching, who perhaps you're a woman, not a man, or perhaps you're a young man, not an older man, and perhaps you're not a father in the natural. I want to remind you, there's no male or female in Christ Jesus. Every kingdom principle is for every single one of us. Now, God put this in the context for Charlie because he is a father. He's a father of the prophetic. He's a father of revival. And he's a father of a wonderful son in the natural. So this was all language that clicked for you. But the spiritual principle of how to get to the next level, how to break through to the next level, holds of you give everything away.
You know, God chose the action of giving to get you and I saved. He could have chose any other action.
That's
right.
The
Bible says, for God so loved the world, he what? He gave.
Mm-hmm.
And so the action of giving actually is the action that brings the kingdom. And the way that we bless God, he turns it around, we can give back to him. But the way that we bless people is exactly the same. This is why our focus should be first serving the Lord and then serving and ministering to people. When you give things away with strings attached, you're not going to bear the fruit you're going to want to bear. When you release inheritance, you know, last year I had a divine visitation for about 6 weeks, literally a divine visitation on the treasury that was within me that I was about to be released. Actually, it was on April the 15th. And God said, today I'm going to release the inheritance of the Robinsons. This is last year, 2016,
okay, all right.
The Robinson inheritance. And I said, what do you mean? He says, I want you to Google Jackie Robinson, April 15th. And I said, okay, because I'm a Robinson.
Right.
And I Googled Jackie Robinson, April 15th. Do you know what April 15th is in Major League Baseball?
No.
Jackie Robinson Day.
Is it really?
And every player wears one name on every single team. It's Robinson.
And if you're not a baseball fan, and I'm not a huge baseball fan, but the one thing, you're more of a sports fan than I am, so check me on this. But I believe, wasn't Jackie Robinson the first
black
player in the major leagues? Yes. He was a sign of breakthrough.
Yeah.
He was a sign of new territory, new beginnings. Okay.
And so, for those that don't know baseball, maybe you play soccer, that I love baseball. Jackie Robinson played in my hometown, Montreal, before he played in the major leagues. And his number was 42. And I said, God, what's this about? So I went to, God told me to go to Matthew chapter 1. And it talks about, in Matthew chapter 1, to many people, is a lot of begats and begots and he begot and they begat. But what it is, it's the supernatural inheritance from Abraham to Christ that was given away one to the other. That's why Abraham was not just looking for a son. If you read the Bible in Genesis, Abraham was looking for an heir. He was looking for an heir. Actually, when God said, I'm going to give you, he said, how can you be when my inheritance is going to go to my servant? God said, it will not go to your servant. So Abraham was looking not just for a son, he was looking for an heir. There's a difference between just being a son and being a son and an heir. Because Abraham wanted to give away what he had to the next generation, that he would give it away and that he would give it away. So you read in Matthew 1, all the way down from Abraham to Jesus, and then it says at the end that you count them up, 14 equals 42. That's Jackie Robinson's number.
Okay.
Supernatural inheritance is 42 generations in the book of Matthew. So from Abraham to Jesus, this is 42. And on the back of that jersey was 42. And God said, what I want you to do is to release a supernatural inheritance over your son, and he's going to carry that to his generation. So I will release it to him. He will multiply it, because Abram was called by God to be the father of many nations.
He went from exalted father to father of many nations. Yes.
And so his call was to leave an inheritance to one son, but from his one son went to many sons. This is the key to going to the next level. It is.
Right on. So did you catch that? Abram went from being exalted father, a really good thing, to a father of multitudes, a father of nations, by looking for an heir, looking for someone to give everything away to. What's in your lineage? What's in your genealogy? In the natural? In the spirit? What is the rich inheritance that is inside of you? Well, if you don't know, God does, and he wants to give you every bit of it. He wants to break you through to that next level so you can occupy greater manifestations of the rich inheritance that is within you. We're talking about how to break through to that next level and how you can tap in to the rich inheritance of your lineage and your genealogy. Charlie, just before we went to break, we started to touch on something that I think is really good. And then while we were on break, we were talking and you were mentioning the difference between maintaining and multiplying.
Yeah.
And I know everybody watching is grateful for every blessing God has given them. And we're hungry for more, not out of greed, but out of knowing there's more of God. And one of the things that I'm fascinated by is, years ago, I was crying out, oh God, I want more of you. I must have more. I must have more. And he whispered to my heart, son, that's impossible. And I thought, what do you mean that's impossible? He said, I've given you everything. And he helped me see that it's actually theologically incorrect to say, Lord, I want more of you. But he showed me the cry of our heart that he loves is we're saying, Lord, I want greater manifestations of what I know is mine.
Yeah.
Because our born-again spirit knows the fullness God has given us, and our soul gets stirred up and hungry to see it. And you are carrying this revelation of how we get to the greater manifestations of what already is inside of us in our born-again spirit. So share with us, share with everybody what you were sharing with me on break about the important difference. We talked about needing to give everything away, but why? The difference between maintaining and multiplying.
Yeah. You know, a lot of it begins with the overflow. I mean, when we have an overflow in our life, that's what we're giving away. This is why we press into God. We seek God. Our heart cries out for more, even though it's not possible over here, our heart cries out for it because we want the big greater revelation. And what we were talking about before during the break is most Christians seek to maintain what they have in God. In other words, they receive the Lord. They are a Christian.
Yeah.
They go to church. They read the Bible and they pray, hopefully. And because of these things, we feel satisfied. But the Bible does not say to maintain what you have. God did not tell Adam to be fruitful and maintain. He said, be fruitful and multiply.
That's good.
And multiplication is very important. Jesus taught us a parable, and he said there was somebody that was given 5 talents, 2 talents, 1 talent. The guy that had 5 got 10,
right,
multiplied. The guy that had 2 got 4, multiplied. The guy that had 1 actually kept what he had. He maintained what he had. He buried it in the ground. But when he
but
came
you're right.
to give it
he
to his master,
you're
that's
right.
all he did.
That's right.
He did maintain it.
Yeah, he did maintain
and he
it.
And he had that thing that he maintained, but he lost it to the guy that had made 10, because the guy that made 10 took a risk, believed God. You got to move in faith to take
right,
a risk,
right?
And then multiplied what he had. God wants he's looking for multiplication. This is what spiritual inheritance is.
Yeah.
It is. You see, many ministries try to maintain. Once you pass the threshold and begin to multiply and give away what you have is where the kingdom begins to expand in your life and the lives of others.
Well, I think part of this, tell me what you think of this, is part of the reason we tend to maintain is, well, one of it's because we fear not having enough. So we want to maintain
yeah.
what we have. But if we're really tapped into that kingdom realm of faith that you're talking about, we realize we are tapped into an inexhaustible supply. So that one with the 2 talents, that one with the 5 talents, they had faith in the one who had blessed them
yeah.
that even if they step out in faith with the yeah. right heart, with the right intention, but let's say they completely blow it. It's not, oh, I'm going to squander it because there's always more, but it's, I can do my very best, and whatever happens, I'll learn from it, and there's
yeah.
more. Whereas the one who maintains, we're afraid there's no
yeah.
more. This is all I'm going to get, so
yeah.
I really got to hold on to it.
Yeah.
I can just maintain it, as opposed to, and I think when we give generously, we give from the revelation that it's impossible to outgive God. Now, we talk that all the time, oh, it's impossible to outgive God, which is true, but the pedal hits the metal when God challenges. I know personally, I'm in a season right now where God is challenging me to give radically. And I am just about to make 2 of the largest gifts I've ever made. And I'm really excited about it. But to be honest, there were a couple moments when I thought, oh God, is this really you? And then all of a sudden I hit that faith place of, you can't lose. And when you give unto the Lord yeah. into good territory, it's going to, because we give from the place of knowing there's an inexhaustible supply. So if we do that, we are actually tapping in to the inexhaustible supply before we have it. Because if our attitude is, oh, I'll give radically when God gives me everything. Well, when Jesus multiplied the loaves and fish, he didn't multiply. He didn't start with the little bit and say, kabam, and then there was a huge heap and went, oh, wow, it worked. It was as they stepped out in faith.
Yeah.
He blessed it. He gave
yeah.
thanks for it. And then he handed it to disciples and it multiplied as
yeah.
they went. What happened? They were willing to
yeah.
give away what they had. They tapped into the miracle realm. And as they gave it away, it multiplied.
Yeah, that's about being faithful with the little.
Yes.
If you're faithful with the little, God will give you much. That is multiplication. That's not addition.
That's
multiplication.
Right.
And so God desires that we have our heart. It's based on the love of God. If we love God, we will trust God that God is in the end going to provide for everything. Let's take the prodigal son. Who
according
we call
to
prodigal
his
son.
Riches and glory,
well,
not
according
ours.
According to his riches
yeah.
in glory.
Glory.
The prodigal son and then the older son. So you have 2 sons. Prodigal son gets his inheritance. He goes, he squanders it all. But he thinks, you know what? Now I got nothing to eat. It's better. The servants of my father are eating better than me, so I'll go back. His father's waiting for him.
To be a servant.
Just humbling himself,
yeah.
coming back. But coming back to his father, humiliated, however, coming to his father. You know, a lot of people want to get holy and then go to God.
Right.
And then there's people that just go to God to get holy.
Right.
And it's a difference.
A huge
it's a difference,
about
being a son than being an orphan.
Yeah.
You
one is earning favor with God. The other is realizing I have favor with God even if I've blown it.
And so I go straight to him.
Mm-hmm.
That's what happened. And the older son's reaction was, you never killed a fatted calf. You never did that for me.
Yeah, I worked hard for you every single
yeah.
day, Dad. And the ne'er-do-well comes back who squandered everything. And you give him a feast. I can't even get a goat for me and my friends. And what did the father say?
Yeah, you could have done it any time. You could have had every calf.
Do you not know everything in my household is
yeah.
yours? And so that's that. The younger son, who actually didn't maintain, and he didn't steward, and he didn't multiply, he squandered.
Yeah.
He goes back to be, to mea culpa, and to be a servant. He's like, I know I've blown it. I don't even deserve to be a son anymore. I believe he's practicing his speech the whole way. And the father sees him from far off, goes running out to him, embraces him, puts his robe on him, his ring, his sandals, never lets him get out one word. All he says is, my son is home. Everything I have is yours. And I think we have to be careful that if we've gone through a difficult time,
right.
we can get this mindset of God's not showing yeah. up for me, as opposed to God is blessing me with the opportunity to carve out a faith
yeah.
realm of what I know is mine, even if I haven't seen it yet, to act from what I haven't seen yet because I know it's mine, which then will manifest it in the earth through faith. But if we go through that time and we get the wrong mindset, we can become the prodigal's older
yeah.
brother. And our attitude is, well, why is Charlie Robinson getting so blessed? I'm over here working my tail off for you, Lord. And Charlie's getting all the blessings. And God's response is, wait. That's the wrong attitude. Don't you see, whatever I'm doing, it's good and it's unto multiplication. Because
yeah.
as you said, the original plan, be fruitful and multiply.
And multiply.
Yeah.
You know, that's good, Robert. You, if you look at Jesus' miracles, you know, we see many signs and wonders. I mean, you guys do here. And some people say, why would God do that? And why would God give people gold teeth,
right.
dental miracles, and
why would feathers fall?
Feathers and
yeah.
gemstones show
right.
up? However, the very, very first miracle Jesus did was a miracle actually of multiplication. And what he did was, is the wine ran out. So
yeah.
they drank all the wine there was. Can you imagine? They drank all the wine there was. And so what did he do? He filled up 6 water pots, 20 to 30 gallons each. That is between 120 and 180 gallons of water.
Wow.
That's a lot of water.
That's a lot of water.
That's between 120, 180 gallons of water. So they take the wine and he say, you know, he saved the best. You know, you've saved the best to last.
Yeah.
But what was Jesus saying? Right from the beginning of his ministry, it was about multiplication and whether it makes sense to our mind. So how do we multiply? This is the question. How do we multiply?
Yeah.
We need to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. We need to love people. So if you see, when I started my ministry, I remember Shirley one day came and said, Shirley.
Your wife, know, Shirley.
My wife,
yeah.
Shirley.
Yeah.
Yes. And I have an awesome wife, 36 and a half years married.
That is awesome.
Wife.
Right.
Who knows God, loves God. And said, Charlie, you know, I think... This is at the beginning of my ministry, and things were happening. People were getting healed. God was moving. He said, I think God loves you, you know, that you love your ministry a bit more than God. And I said, no way. I love God. And I said, you know, look what's happening. And I went,
yeah.
wait a minute. I better pray here. So I asked the Lord, I said, how am I doing? And God goes, well, number one, you got a big head. I said, what do you mean?
Oh.
I'm Charlie. I'm ministering. I'm doing, you know, look what's happening. He said, Charlie, here's what you have to do. Rule number one for me. If you want to multiply, here's rule number one. He said, you must esteem others better than yourself. This is what the Bible
okay.
says.
Yeah.
In loneliness of mind, esteem others. So you know what I asked God? How many others? He said, all others. And then he said, number two, I'm going to show you how to expand your ministry and not try to build your own ministry. I'm going to expand your ministry. I'm going to multiply it. And here's the key to multiplication was every meeting after that, and I've done it, God knows, every single meeting from that day
right
to
on.
This, it's been over 30 years. He said, you must believe that everybody in the meeting, in every meeting you minister to, will have a greater ministry than you
come
after
on,
you leave.
That's good.
And when he said it, I almost panicked. I thought, well, wait a minute. I'm supposed to believe that everybody that I ministered to will have a greater ministry than me. I said, where's that in the Bible? He quoted me his own scripture. He said to the disciples, greater things will you do after I leave.
Come on, that's it.
So giving away is actually the way to produce. Jesus had 12, then 11 guys to work with. He multiplied the kingdom
yeah.
through giving to 11 guys everything that he had without restraint and said, okay, the Holy Spirit's going to come. You're going to do the stuff.
And what was the key? Jesus said, you'll do the works that I did and greater works. You'll see
greater
multiplication
works.
Because I go to be with the Father, because I give my life. because I give all. So we see right there, it's all part of the kingdom plan. If you want to get to your next level, if you want to see multiplication, you want to see increase, the key is to give away. Now, what do you need to give away? Ask Holy Spirit. He's going to have the divine strategy for you. But one of the things I want to do, we've got about a minute left, Charlie.
Okay.
If you'd look into your camera and you would release a blessing, release a grace, release whatever you feel as a prophet, as a seer for the people to help them get, whether it's the grace place to give away, to hear what they need to give away, but to see them get their next level breakthrough.
You know, Jesus said, if you've seen the Son, you've seen the Father. And I believe that what God wants to give you today is a vision of Jesus where you see the Father. Jesus said, the Father's in me, said to Philip, the Father's in me. Believe me that the Father is in me. When you see the Son, you see the Father. That is multiplication. God wants to give you the heart of a father. Even if you're a woman, you can have a mother's heart, which is really God wants to give you his heart for people. So, Father, I release the spirit of multiplication right now. I release the spirit of a father, real father over the people. Lord, I just pray that the spirit of giving what they have in the spirit, that spiritual inheritance in this season would be released, not only to the body of Christ, but to the harvest that's coming in. And Father, we want to thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. You are made in the image of God. You're made in the image of God the Father. You're made in image of God the Giver. He has the perfect plan and the perfect way to lead you in to your next level breakthrough. And it all begins with this. Remember, God loves you with an everlasting love. He really, really does.
You have gifts. God expects you to use them. If you need training to school your gift, log on to schoolofthespirit.tv. You'll find training in spiritual warfare, prophetic ministry, prayer, seer's ministry, writing, and so much more. Go to schoolofthespirit.tv today. You want to go deeper? Get equipped to overcome and walk in God's purpose for your life at Awakening House of Prayer's online campus. You'll experience an online family, preaching, teaching, and prophetic impartation for victorious living. We have over 1,000 members online, hungry for what God is saying and doing in the earth. Visit ahop.online today and join our family.
This has been a production of the Awakening Podcast Network. Jennifer LeClaire is the founder and owner of APN. Our heart is to inspire people and exalt Jesus with every broadcast. We're grateful for our advertisers and supporters that make these podcasts possible.